From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a moment, details on the Dallas Symphony Orchestra's new season. First, though, the rule for today's weather situation: don't assume anything is open, and stay home if possible anyway. Most major school districts, colleges, and government offices in North Texas are closed today, as sleet began to fall on already wet streets around 6 a.m. We talked to meteorologist Dennis Kavanaugh with the National Weather Service in the 7 o'clock hour when it really started coming down.
The heaviest precipitation is probably falling right now across Dallas, and the precipitation rates are actually going to diminish as we get towards noon here. We're probably going to hang on to some very light, either freezing drizzle or very light sleet through the afternoon hours. It's likely not going to result in much in the way of accumulation, so whatever is already icy, it's just going to help, you know, keep it icy.
Parents, kids, and workers excused from driving in today want to know, how long will this ice stick around?
Temperatures are going to stay in the mid-20s all night. That's just going to keep the roads icy. So, again, whatever ice is there, it's still going to be there Tuesday morning in all likelihood.
A winter storm warning remains in effect for North Texas until 6 this evening, with a weather winter advisory extended until 6 a.m. tomorrow. The Dallas Morning News reports about half the flights scheduled into and out of DFW Airport have been canceled. And the American sniper trial in Stephenville, which we've been following, is canceled and is scheduled to resume tomorrow morning for now. A Dallas-based company is looking to build two sizable natural gas pipelines in West Texas. Marfa Public Radio's Travis Bubenik reports the pipelines would export gas from the Permian Basin across the border to Mexico.
Energy Transfer already owns pipelines across the state and the country. Now it's won a contract from Mexico's Electricity Commission to bring gas from the Permian down south across the border. One of the pipelines would stretch from near the towns of Monahans and Pecos down through the Marfa area to Presidio. The other would run from the Permian west to the border near El Paso. Together, the company says the pipelines could transport about 2.8 billion cubic feet of natural gas a day. Energy Transfer's CEO, Kelsey Warren, who also owns the Lajitas Resort near Big Bend National Park, talked about the project's timeline on an earnings call.
We're very excited about our business south to Mexico. These next two projects that we were winners on, both of them to come on in the first quarter of 2017. And we are finalizing the negotiations, and everything is on track to that timeline.
Some West Texans are worried about how the pipeline's construction would impact roads and the environment, while some people across the border are wary of selling their land for development on the Mexican side. Energy Transfer is also looking to expand its holdings in South Texas and other parts of the basin. In West Texas, I'm Travis Bubenik.
Last week, our consumer health series, Vital Signs, identified six foods to help maintain good cholesterol levels. The suggestions are still good for anyone to follow, but a new report from the advisory committee behind the federal government's dietary guidelines says cholesterol is no longer a nutrient of concern for healthy adults. Lona San at the UT Southwestern Medical Center told Sam Baker the change didn't surprise her.
We've had some good science for a while now showing that dietary cholesterol itself is not a big factor in blood cholesterol. In fact, the American Heart Association changed their guidelines back in 2000 and really started focusing more on the issue of saturated fat intake related to blood cholesterol. Cholesterol was largely guilty by association. It's found mostly in our animal foods, and those animal foods are also tend to be higher in saturated fat as well as total fat. So we can't just go out there and willy-nilly start taking down all the high cholesterol foods, the eggs and everything. We still want to be in moderation.
There's also the fact that we do need cholesterol.
Right. Our body naturally makes cholesterol because we need cholesterol for proper digestion and absorption of our foods. We cannot live with absolutely no cholesterol. We just don't need so much in the diet. The other message that needs to be considered with this is we know that animal-based diets are not as healthy for us as plant-based diets. Mm-hmm. So we can't ignore the other guidelines of eating more fruits and vegetables and more whole grains. That's still very key and important. And I don't want this cholesterol message to overshadow that message.
So if you have been leading an otherwise heart-healthy lifestyle, shall we say, then you shouldn't abandon that or go crazy with eggs or shellfish or anything else.
Right. A little of that is not going to be a problem. Enjoy your egg. Don't feel guilty about having an egg with a yolk. You know, we don't have to stick to egg whites all of the time.
Right.
Having an egg with a yolk is a little bit more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you already are following a heart-healthy lifestyle and eating those fruits and vegetables, eating plenty of whole grains and watching your saturated fat, added sugars, and even limiting your sodium intake, then stick with it. You're doing the right thing.
The concern for a long time used to be trans fats. We've eliminated that. Is there any particular reason why we can't eliminate saturated fats?
Trans fats were, in the food supply, were something largely man-made. There are some naturally occurring trans fats that occur in dairy products, but they don't have the detrimental effects that the man-made trans fats had. So you're correct. Those have largely been eliminated in our food supply. Manufacturers have really changed food items to eliminate those trans fats.
Mm-hmm.
Saturated fat naturally occurs, mostly in animal-based products. So your meats, your dairies, your butters, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. are what high in saturated fat. And you just can't eliminate saturated fat altogether because it's part of nature.
So you just have to learn to sort of work around it or work with it, I suppose.
So rather than choosing whole milk, choose 1% instead. Or instead of choosing full fat cheese, choose a reduced fat cheese made with 2% milk, or, you know, things like that. You know, limit your portion size of meats or trim the visible fat from around the edge. When you trim that visible fat, you're cutting off mostly saturated fat. Or removing the skin from poultry. Again, you're removing most of the fat when you take that skin away.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can work around saturated fats and reduce the amount you're eating, but we can't take it away altogether.
Lana Sandin, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.
Lana Sandin is an assistant professor of clinical nutrition at UT Southwestern Medical Center. The Dallas Symphony just rolled out plans for another tour of Europe and an ambitious new season. The violinist Midori and large-scale works like Berlioz's Damnation of Faust are on the bill. And Jerome Weeks reports there'll be 3 world premieres.
That's DSO principal oboist Erin Hannigan playing Benjamin Britten's Fantasy Quartet. She'll perform it this May as part of the symphony's first Saluna Festival. Of the 3 world premieres coming up next season, 1 is by Conrad Tau. You may remember he's the young artist-in-residence who wrote a new work for the JFK Memorial in 2013. Another premiere is by Dutch composer John Borstlap. And the 3rd is an oboe concerto written by composer Jeremy Gill expressly for Hannigan. That's because the symphony's principal players have a grant fund they can use for special projects.
And I thought, what if I, you know, commissioned a concerto?
Why do we need another oboe concerto? Do you feel slighted? There's not enough material?
There's actually a ton of material. But I love the idea of premiering new works because it's not been played 500 times, and I will forge my own path.
That's literally true. Hannigan describes Gill's new oboe concerto as lush and lyrical, and it gives her a lengthy cadenza. That's the classical music term for a solo.
So it is like a jazz solo. You get to improvise this moment.
Yes. I don't get that chance too often, and I will take full advantage of it.
Hannigan's opportunity will come next January when the DSO premieres Jeremy Gill's Serenata Concertante. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.